Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Now, on a lighter note, Patter Nugent joins us here on News Talk. Patter, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm doing pretty much the same as I've been doing at the October Bank Holiday weekend for the past 40 years, which is looking forward to participating and completing the Dublin Marathon. And in that regard, I would like to wish all participants, not just in Ireland, but all over the world who may be listening in to News Talk, a very enjoyable virtual marathon, and in particular to the 12 other people who have done all the Dublin Marathons to date, especially Mary Nolan Hickey of Arklow, whose training has been disrupted somewhat recently, but she intends to take part
right.
as well.
Patter, this is going to be, what, your 41st marathon?
My 41st, yes, and it will be much more difficult than previous years from the point of view. I will be doing it solo with neither fellow participants nor the cheering spectators along the route. So it will be more or less like a training outing for me.
Do you mind me asking you, Patter, what age are you?
77.
And you've been running the marathon, you've done it every year for the last 40 years. So this is going to be number 41.
This will be number 41. The Dublin Marathon started the October Bank Holiday Monday in 1980, which was 5 months, believe it or not, before the first London Marathon. So we're a step ahead of London. London was in March of 1981.
Do you do it, Patter, do you do it to participate competitively, or is it just it's a goal you have every year? Is it for fitness? What's your reason?
Well, I suppose I almost came into marathon running by accident, because as a senior athlete, and I have been involved in athletics all my life, as a senior athlete I was involved in sprinting and jumping, but as I moved into my mid to late 30s, the speed that I wanted in the legs for sprinting was deserting me. So I wanted to stay involved, and the way to do it was to go up the distance. And it was just by accident that a work colleague of mine in Dublin, where I worked at the time, decided we would both do the Dublin Marathon on the spur of the moment about...
Right.
2 months before it started, and that's how it took off.
So you're going to do this Dublin Marathon. Obviously, it's going to be very different. You'll have to do it within your 5 kilometre limit, I assume.
Within 5K of home. So in fact, by my training routes that I've been familiar with a training partner, Maura Trasibiti, and indeed with my own wife, Helen, on regular occasions, will be much shorter route. So instead of doing a big long loop, I will be doing 4 laps, which I have measured out.
Would you find it lonely, Patter, doing it without the huge crowds that are normally there to cheer you on?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be totally different. But this time it will be on a Sunday morning I will be doing it. And I think all my neighbours around here, Derry Donnell, between Ornmore and Athenry, they all know me as the walker. So there may be some people along the route who will recognise me, and shout words of encouragement to me.
Well, hopefully they will, and it'd be brilliant if they did, now that they've heard you here on News Talk, you know, looking for that little bit of encouragement today. What's the best part of... doing the marathon? Is it just getting through the finish line, that sense of completion?
Absolutely, you beat me to it. getting to the finish line in one fell piece and feeling good, and that is really the high point. That's a great, you might have adrenaline out along the course, but I'll tell you, it doesn't compare to the adrenaline that hits when one passes the finish line, then goes through and collect the finisher's medal and finisher's T-shirt. This year there will be a medal also, but it will be posted out after we have after our results have been recorded.
I sort of get the impression from you, Patter, when you're talking about that finish line, and you know, you can imagine it in your mind while you're doing the marathon. Would you describe yourself now as competitive?
Oh yes.
You're yes, in it to win it.
Yeah, yes, I not in marathon terms, but certainly, and I suppose you can't take you can take the man from the bog, but you can't take the bog from the man. And yes, as a senior athlete, I was pretty successful in sprinting and jumping.
Okay.
And I suppose you never lose that
competitive absolutely.
Spirit.
Look, yes. Just finally, you're 77, Patter. Were you going to plan to keep running the marathon every year?
Yes, if the Lord leaves me my health, and please God, He will.
Oh, good stuff.
I intend to give it another 3 years, be it virtual or for real. And with God's help, it will be for real. That
so just
the,
up to 80.
COVID-19 will be under control, and that we will be back to the big crowds that I really enjoy and love in Dublin.
Well,
and just in case you're coming close to an end, I would like to thank yourselves in News Talk and also my Athenry AC club mates for the encouragement they've always given me.
Yeah, well, good stuff. Well, I have to say, Patter, you've been an absolute tonic to hear you here on the programme this afternoon, and we wish you the very best of luck. And you know what? We might check in with you this time next year as well for your 42nd, I should say, Dublin City Marathon. Hopefully it won't be a virtual one. But thanks, Patter Nugent, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.